dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Time once again for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, then we vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one! Dummy number one! An attorney is demanding $2.25 plus $250 in fees after the eatery ran out of the soup listed as part of a Saturday special. The Our Place restaurant in Mansfield posted photos to Facebook of a letter dated April 18th that bears the signature and letterhead of an attorney, Dwayne Downing. Downing wrote he ordered the Saturday special on April 16th, and he received his entree and two sides, but was told that the eatery was out of soup. The lawyer said his server and on-site manager said it was against the owner's policy to offer any substitutions or a price reduction for the soupless meal. The meal is an offer for a contract by you, the letter states. I accepted the offer. Then you breached the contract by not providing the soup as promised by you on the menu. The letter accuses the restaurant of a deceptive trade practice and threatens higher damages if the case goes to court. The restaurant's owner said Downing will be receiving a response from his lawyer. The restaurant owner added that he would have given the customer a replacement soup had he returned later that day.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A woman captured video of another motorist walking her dog by holding its leash out of the car. Amanda Brakovich, the video taker, asked the woman why she's using the unusual walking method for her dog, and the driver defends the practice. When Brakovich was interviewed on KTXL, she said, "You're going to be a dog owner. If you're going to be a dog owner, you need to get out and walk your dog. Don't be lazy." The Stockton Police Department said officers reviewed the video, did not believe there was evidence of animal cruelty, but officials said the motorist would have been charged with distracted driving if she was seen by an officer.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Yeah. Okay. We have to, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and finish up the dummies right here on WGN. Please stay tuned for that. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up in a little bit. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. Right now, we're in the middle of You Big Dummy. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. It may seem obvious, but Peachtree City Police are reminding people not to take selfies with a recently discovered alligator. Oh, man. Flat Creek used to be one of the quietest spots in all of Peachtree City. What is this, a fictional place? What are we talking about here?
Oh, just wait.
Until the gator, nicknamed Flat Creek Floyd, arrived. This has gone a little crazy on social media, and it has encouraged people to come out and look in here and look at this alligator and then feed it or talk to it, whatever, said Lieutenant Mark Brown from the Peachtree City Police Department. Brown added, "I understand it's unique for our city to have an alligator in our creeks. We contacted the Department of Natural Resources. It says it's a nuisance. The real nuisance is that people are harassing it, taking selfies with it."
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Police arrested a Proctor man who tried to rob a night deposit box by ramming it with a tractor. Chase Saliski, 30, of Proctor, is expected to be arraigned in Rutland Criminal Court on May 23rd on one felony count each of grand larceny, attempted grand larceny, and a misdemeanor count of unlawful mischief. While troopers were on the way, witnesses said the man drove away from the bank on the tractor. When the police got to the area, officers saw the man get off the tractor and then run into the woods. The credit union building and its night deposit box were extensively damaged during the attempted theft.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Yeah. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A New Jersey marijuana advocate nicknamed N.J. Weedman. has been arrested on marijuana charges after law enforcement raided his restaurant and cannabis temple. What? Ed Fortian was arrested Wednesday along with 10 other people after a raid of his business, which happened to be located across the street from Trenton City Hall. You gotta love Jersey, man. Fortian opened his restaurant, N.J. Weedman's Joint, and an attached cannabis church last year. He sued Trenton police last month, saying they infringed on his religious rights by shutting down the cannabis temple for staying open too late. Police say they found more than 1,000 grams of marijuana, 32 grams of edible marijuana candy, more than a pound of marijuana butter, and a jar with $85 in it that said, "Nothing is free, donate." The restaurant's clocks all were stuck at the time of 4:20. And the joint, that's very funny, this writer. And the joint offers $4.20 specials that include a fully baked burger.
Dummy.
Oh man. All right, we have to vote. We've got the dummy who's suing a restaurant because they ran out of soup. The dummy who walked her dog from her car. The dummies who took selfies with an alligator named Flat Creek Floyd. The dummy who rammed a night deposit box with a tractor. And the dummy named N.J. Weedman getting arrested for pot. All right, this is a good week, man. All right, Dan, what do you say?
I appreciate anybody who tries to rob a place in a huge yellow vehicle that is very slow.
Yes.
I also appreciate a police officer who includes the word whatever in his official statement. And originally, I was leaning towards the guy who's suing over the soup.
Yeah.
But after hearing that weed story, I mean, yeah. Oh, man. It was across from City Hall.
It's across from City Hall.
So I will vote for N.J. Weedman.
N.J. Weedman gets the vote. All right. Vic, in the newsroom, where are you going?
I'm
going
to make it interesting because I definitely appreciate the guy, the Weedman. That,
yeah.
That seems pretty dumb, but it might be political to me. It almost sounds, it's just too dumb. He must be making a political statement.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go with Dan, what you said, it's perfect that robbing something in a tractor,
but then
also picturing running from the police into the woods.
Yeah, for sure, because the tractor's only going 15 miles an hour.
Where do you think you're going to go?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we got some split vote so far, Roger.
Well, Weedman is a brilliant marketer and businessman.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
Okay.
The first two, remember, I used to say this, but when we did Drunks in the News, those are just really ignorant, stupid people on the first two. The guy on the tractor, not bad. Would have been better if he got 5 cents out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the dummies who keep wanting to take a picture with the alligator.
The alligator named Flat Creek Floyd.
Yeah, it's not just one dummy, it's every dummy.
I usually go with anything that's related to selfies, considering how much I can't stand selfies.
Right.
I got to go with Weedman. I have to. I mean, a fully baked burger for $4.20. And you're infringing upon my religious rights by closing down my marijuana church? I got to go with Weedman. All right, there you go. That's you big dummy. And if you want to be a dummy reader, if you want to read a dummy story, find a link to a funny story of someone doing something dumb. Contact us at nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. You'll not only be on the show and read the piece, but you will also get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. Okay, here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb.
Out of context.
Yeah, straight out of context is happening right now, and that's when you listen to this station 24/7 when everybody says something that you can pull out of context and it's dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got, Dan?
First up, Jesse heard this one of Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville.
Uh-oh.
Good to see him get some action.
That's great. Okay, next.
Jesse also submitted this one of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully I've done them all.
Okay. And next.
Brian emailed this one of you and Esmeralda.
Now, Esmeralda, you've seen Private Parts, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Howard Stern would be proud, okay?
Keith and Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of you.
Well, I guess Cochran's going to be beating it later. Well, so what else is new? Okay.
And the last one before the break, Brian heard this one of Tom Skilling.
Oh, boy.
I was tied up all day.
Yeah, I knew Tom was kinky. I knew it. Can't hide that. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. After the news, we'll finish straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies, and then it's Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stumped, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
Yeah, straight out of context on a Friday morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And then at 6 o'clock, my buddy the great Steve Cochran for your Friday morning. All right, straight out of context, that's when you listen 24/7. When somebody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot all the info down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, let's continue.
All right, the next three are from Lou Manfredini.
Uh-huh.
First up, my good friend Mark Guest submitted this one.
Nothing's going to get inside of this.
Okay.
An extended cut here from Brian, Jaybird, Wild Bill, and Calypso.
Beyond the Gear is a nut, and you're going to go around that nut, and you're going to loosen that nut. It's going to be hard. It's going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is so tight. What am I doing here? And take your other hand and kind of pop it to get it to what's called crack. You got to crack the nut. Then you're going to loosen that nut, and then you're going to grab that whole stem, and this long rod's going to come out. You're going to take that whole thing to the hardware store, and then you're going to slide that shaft back in, and you're going to tighten that nut.
Oh, my God. You know, as Esmeralda says every Friday during this segment, there's never a surprise that Lou shows up on these things every week. I mean, because he talks about stuff like shafts and screws and things like that on his show. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Next.
All right. So Wild Bill and a texter from the 224 area code submitted this one. Notice no edits here. This is just a straight shot.
You're going to put some Vaseline on the portion of the pole that goes into the stand. A generous amount. It will not hurt the wood, but it will keep it lubricated. That if it's and it will swell, okay, especially when it gets humid. But then you should be able to just turn it and pull it out at the end of the season.
At the end of the season? Jeez, Lou. Wow. Oh, man. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Jim Toronto.
You are my organ grinder.
Hmm. All right. Okay, next.
Brian also emailed or sent in this one of Sam Paniatovich.
Judd, can you touch on this for a second?
Okay.
Eric heard this one of Bill Leff.
Oh, you shouldn't do it outside, Wendy. Somebody will call the cops.
Mm. I would believe that Wendy has had the cops called on her many times, judging by her appearances on this segment every week. Okay.
Our own Vic Vaughn submitted this one of you.
Uh-oh. Massively hard. Wow. Wow, thanks, Vic. I appreciate that, pal. Very nice. Okay, next.
Eric emailed this one of Wendy.
Depends what size it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harold sent in this one of Roe.
Pull it out, Xerox it, hand it over.
Well, Trump.
So that's what happened to the copy machine across the hall. All right. Okay.
Matthew heard this one of you and Steve Grzanich.
It involves doing something to your body.
With soup.
With soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mark submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
One of the guys there, Reed, just does everyone in the club.
That's the kind of club that Bertrand belongs to, yes. Okay.
Tim, Ken in Milwaukee, Harold and Aaron emailed this one of Bill and Wendy.
I'm in and out very quickly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, what were they talking about there? Wendy knew it was going to end up on this. Come on. All right.
And finally, Wild Bill sent in this one of Craig Collins.
Depends on how quickly you pulled it out.
Mm. All right. That's subtle for Craig, you know, usually. All right. Okay. Here we go. Spies.
Hey.
Yeah. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? Yeah. There ain't
nobody. Spies. 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 Like us.
All right. Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned, the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
Two clips this week. Our spies are Brian, Steven, Brad, and Peter. First up, this is the context from the Elton Jim out of context we heard earlier. Okay. So the deal was Dean was having Elton Jim on to talk about Game of Thrones Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Elton Jim got asked to fill in for Dave Plyer on Saturday night into Sunday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. So Elton Jim had said, hey, I can join you, but I'm not going to have much sleep in between, if at all. So it led to the exchange.
So we arranged for, you know, Jim to come on today to, you know, kind of bring us all up to speed on Game of Thrones, you know, because the new season is going to premiere tonight. And then, you know, he sends me an email that they asked him to do the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You know, and he was giving me the option. Did I want to cancel it? Did you want to cancel? Is that
not at all? I am very appreciative.
Because I kind of, Schwani, I kind of got the feeling like,
oh no,
hey, I'm doing my own show. I don't need you.
Oh no, no. In fact, the reason, no, no. In fact, you're not.
So you think you thought you were
being your little monkey to put a quarter in? Him.
That is, look, you are my organ grinder.
What?
I'm going Hi-oh! Home
now. Somebody let Nick DiGilio know about that for us out of context.
I'm going home now.
9:14.
No,
thanks, Sam. 9:14.
No, I don't even know what that means.
Because an organ grinder had a monkey.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeez. Yeah, Jim didn't get a lot of sleep there, you can tell. Jim's a wuss. I used to do that all the time. I used to sleep on John Williams' couch, do my show, get off at like 5 in the morning. Get off at like 5, 6 in the morning and then do Dean's whole show.
By the way, 4:13, everybody.
Oh. All right. Next.
All right, our second and final clip. Bill and Wendy did one of our favorite topics, lies you tell your children. You know, like the old standard, like, oh, when the ice cream truck is playing music, it means it's out of ice cream.
That's
or
right.
If you eat this berry, a gnome will grow in your stomach. So
right.
Don't eat the berries.
Right.
So Harold, one of our frequent contributors, a regular at your movie club nights,
yes.
A regular to Fly Jams Friday and Out of Context, called in and told the story about your uncle and what he did to you.
Oh, God.
Is this Harold?
This is Harold. Well, no, that's Wendy. I'm Harold.
Hi, Harold. I'm Wendy. I don't believe you.
That's why you have to wear name tags.
Yeah.
That's why.
I do it on my collar. So
all right, so what?
So, Nick DiGiulio, you guys know Nick DiGiulio.
Do we know him?
We've not met Nick.
Radio Station.
No.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he used to tell this story that he's told us several times that his uncle used to tell him that Walgreens used to paint their walls green, and that's where they got the name from. In the early days. And so one day he was at a party. He was like 25 or 30. And he mentioned it to his friends. And they all looked at him like, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, then you come out looking like a doof. You got to know the facts.
Well, I guess we do know Nick DiGiulio.
Now we do. Now.
Yeah, so then he was like, oh, my God, I've been believing this. I'm like 30 years old, and I still believe this.
It's terrible.
Like I'm a nut.
Yeah.
You guys, I would have totally fallen for that.
It sounds plausible.
Absolutely. Harold, thank you so much. I would have believed that. It's not, you know, there's a derivation to everything,
sure.
An origin to something.
Yeah, I wasn't 30. Let me just clear that up. I was 20. It's bad enough that I was 20, but I really didn't believe it until in my 30s. So, yeah, my uncle told me that the first Walgreens, the walls were painted green. That's why they were called Walgreens. And I literally believed that until I went to a party when I was 20 years old. And I said, hey, you know why it's called Walgreens? Because the walls were painted green at the first store. Everybody looked at me like I was insane. And then I realized it just came out of my mouth. And I went, my uncle lied to me 15 years ago. So, but I wasn't 30. Let me just clear that up. So, all right, well, there you go. Nick D. Show Spies.